B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryant.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Nick on the phone. Hey, good morning, Nick.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. You've got a dilemma here that, you know, you could go either way. So let's get into it. What brings you to Morning Court?
Yeah, I mean, I got a big dilemma here, guys. All right, so I coach my kids' basketball team, and these kids are like they're middle schoolers. You know, they're like it's mostly like sixth and seventh graders. It's like rec league.
Yep. Okay. Right?
So my son plays, and the kids are great, and I really enjoy it. You know, right. Except there's this one kid, and he's just got a lousy attitude. You know, he's bad. I mean, he's not like a bad kid, but he's just like a pain in, you know. Yeah. I mean, no hustle, no skills, and he's just scattered. Like he doesn't always show up. You know, sometimes he's at practice, sometimes he's not, and whatever, it's not a big deal. But like the other day, his father approached me and he asked me to start his kid because it would really help his self-esteem, right?
Start his kid.
Yeah.
But you say he's bad.
Yeah, starting lineup.
Doesn't show up in practice. Okay. Boy, hasn't earned that yet.
No, I mean, right. Obviously not. So he said if I start him, though, from now on to the end of the season, he'd be happy to lend me their family's Cape house for a week in the summer.
Just for starting his kid.
I know.
Okay.
You see my dilemma here.
That's what I'm saying. You got the devil on one side, and, you know.
Oh,
so,
man.
All right. What's your wife think about this?
I told my wife about it, and she said, what's the big deal? Who cares? You know, it's kids basketball. You know, like, do you know how much a Cape house is? And what? Like, she says, there are like five games left. Just say he earned it.
He earned it.
Like, I mean, she's right about a Cape house.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah. And so I was like, I can't sell that to the other kids, you know? But she's like, well, just take our son out of the starting lineup so it doesn't affect the other players.
Take your kid.
Smart.
Wow.
She's thinking.
Wow.
She's a mastermind.
She wants to go to the Cape.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. Usually, yeah. You know, you're better angels. You know, you go to your wife for that.
Yeah, she likes the idea of a Cape.
How big is this house? I mean, have you seen it or anything?
I checked it out. It's a very nice house. This is tempting. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do here. And like, you know, I talked to my kid about it too, and he's like, man, Dad, like the Cape in the summer sounds nice.
So the kid's like, on board.
I thought my kid
he's the one who's getting benched.
Play.
Wow. Okay.
No, man.
All
it's
right.
Directly, I don't know. None of these kids are going to the NBA. What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah. Wow.
And I get like, you know, it might motivate the kid. Like, maybe he'll step up his game. I don't know. Maybe it'd be good for him in the long run.
Okay.
I don't know. Should I do it? What do you guys think?
Well, don't you? I'm not.
Oh, boy.
I know what I think, but I'll wait for everyone else to
Let's leave it to our listeners, okay?
All right.
All right, Nick, welcome to Morning Court. Just tune in the next 45 minutes. You're going to get calls, and some might get hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But just stay tuned, and then maybe that'll help you sway you one way or the other, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's see what you guys think about Nick. Hey, he called. That's
okay.
It. Open call, open
lines. I know,
lines.
Right?
Let's do it. Light them up, and let's see what you have to say. Thanks, Nick. Stay tuned.
All right, guys.
All right, from the basketball court to Morning Court.
Yeah.
So, he's been offered a nice beach house this summer in the Cape. So, just for playing this kid give him five starts.
Yeah, I mean.
And it was surprising. His wife's like, go for it. We care. I'm not sure if he's illegally crossing any line. Thank you. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today. Nick called because he's got a moral dilemma that he's, not sure which way to go with. So he's a basketball coach, rec league, and apparently one of the kids on the team. Not great. Not really deserving to start in any way. The father came to him and said, hey, nice little beach house for a week if you get my boy in there. Can you imagine? So Nick is on the fence. Let's start with you, Jerry. you can help him go on which side of the fence you think he should go on.
You absolutely can't take the Cape House.
Can't take
the Cape House. You either have to give every kid an opportunity to start.
Yep.
Okay, so you can't just let this kid start. If he was showing a lot of hustle, but he was, you know, developing his skills, then you say, well, the kid's trying really hard.
Yeah.
He's out there giving it 100% every day, so let's give him a shot.
But yeah, Jerry, we're having a hard time with your phone, but we got you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're going to be dropping a little bit. All right, Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good
what
morning.
Advice do you have for Nick today?
Yep, I agree with Jerry. Absolutely not. I think that you always switch out the kids anyway. Maybe you switch them out a little bit more often.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think that it should just stay. And you look at this. You don't think it's going to get out that, you know, this guy gave the beach house. And, you know, it's not good for this guy that always wants to coach. People are going to be knowing that.
What's this say about the dad who's offering the bribe? I mean, he's either desperate or, you know, shady.
He's one of those guys with money and power. I watch Ozark. I know.
Oh, okay. All right, so I don't watch Ozark. I think it's the Cape, though. I don't think it's Ozark.
Oh, yeah, whatever. It's, yeah. It's a waterfront community.
Shame on him. I don't think so.
Well,
okay.
No. Okay.
Someone needs to tell
him. Let those guys play more often. That's it.
That's it. Thank you, Karen. Have a great day. Let's go to Sonny. Good morning, Sonny. What do you say?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's your take on the situation?
Well, I've been fired and I've coached kids. I think it's, I mean, I've had parents come up to me before and offer me jobs or this or that.
It happens.
You know, I think the parents should have the brains to coach their own kids. Mm. Why push it off onto somebody else?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you look,
you know, they want to push it off their job onto the coaches that are out there for enjoyment.
No, of course, right. I mean, it's if the kid's not listening, not coming to practice, not trying, it's not real.
I had a guy offer me a job.
Yeah.
If I would put his kid in.
Okay.
His kid was clumsy. I mean, I don't want to use a big word, but
that's all right.
He was all over himself. He couldn't even move.
Yeah.
He wants me to play this kid.
Right.
Did he offer you a Cape House?
No.
No, he offered me a job.
All
wow.
Right. It's tempting. I understand why Nick called.
You're beholden.
Thanks, Sonny,
to this
by
guy
the way.
Afterwards.
Appreciate you calling. Yeah, that you are definitely beholden to the guy, to each other. I mean, you know, you make that deal.
Yeah.
We see why he's tempted. And his wife, by the way, Nick's wife is kind of like, what's the big deal? Five games playing, and then we get 5 days on the beach. I can understand the temptation.
Yes, but lead me not into temptation.
Yeah, deliver me from the beach. Yeah, fine. 888-410-1057. Does anybody think you should do it? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today, we talked to Nick. He's a rec coach, basketball. His son's on the team, and his son is willing to step aside, let another kid play, who really doesn't deserve to start, in exchange for a beach house, a Cape House.
Yep.
This summer. The dad approached him and said, look, you're playing my kid, you know, my way of thanking you for your hard work would be, you know, a week at the Cape. So, he knows it's not the right thing to do.
Right.
But is it the fun thing to do? That is the question. All right, we'll start with you, Jane. What do you say?
So I'm saying I don't think you should do it, whether he's a paid coach or not. It's just start the kid. Put him in a couple of starts and, you know, let him get out there and play. But I just don't, when other parents get wind of, you know, he got a vacation out of this, it's not going to go over well at all. So I say just start the kid a couple of times, let him get in and play, but don't take the vacation. I think that's just not the right thing to do.
It's definitely not the right thing to do.
Right.
I mean, no doubt about that. He knows that.
See, right. I work for a town, and we have to take an ethics test, you know, every year. And, you know, and you can't accept anything over $50. And, you know,
I'd say that's going to be slightly more than that.
Okay, all right, glad John. I don't work for town.
Yeah.
John, what do you say? He should not be coaching, right?
I'm saying he shouldn't be coaching.
Okay.
I mean, the whole thing about it is, you know, it's a rec league. Most of your rec leagues are only 10 games. He's going to guarantee a kid 5 starts?
Yeah.
I mean, that's half your schedule. I had a kid play for me 1 year. Wasn't that good. I always explain to my kids, some of you are scorers and some of you are defenders. Do what you do best. I let this kid start in the final. He lit it up for a dozen points. We won the game by 6. The kids all looked and said he was the MVP of the final.
That.
He hadn't scored the entire year.
Oh, wow.
But he showed up. He played hard every week. Mm. And he's still a friend of mine.
And look at that. Very good, John. Is
That's
there more?
Great.
More? All right, we'll get back to it. We have so many calls coming in here.
I know.
Victoria, what do you say about Knicks?
So morning, guys. So the way I look at it, vacation aside, like, that shouldn't even be a deal on the table. It's a rec league. Like you said, none of these kids are going to the NBA. You know, you've got your scorers, you've got your defenders, like, you know, they said. But there are kids that have anxiety. There are kids that have self-esteem and confidence issues. So I know he said, oh, he doesn't come to practice. There might be a reason why he doesn't come to practice. He might not feel like he's as good as the other kids. So give him a shot. Let him have his moment.
Do you take the beach house?
No, you don't take the beach house. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's about these kids and about their development.
No, I mean, for Nick, he's just, you know, that's all. He's looking for any loophole to get a free...
Well, that's it, and I appreciate what the father's trying to do, but yeah. as a coach and as, you know, my son playing hockey, you want to do what's best for the kids, and this is the time, especially middle school, that they're developing their confidence and kind of their place. And
that's it.
You do it for the best of the kid.
It's going to be very interesting to see how what he ends up doing, though.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, though. Okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Victoria. And John, what do you say? Hi, John.
Did you say John?
Yep. You're up, John. You're live on Big Time Radio Show. All right, John, that's us.
It's all good. I'd say switch all 5 starters. Give yourself a little cover and definitely take the Cape House.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. You're just like, here's how you do it. How we're going to get it done. All right.
We're going to shake things up.
Yeah, we're going to shake things up. But, you know.
100%. Have some fun. They're just middle school kids.
You know, if this was a movie, they'd start winning every game.
That's right.
They'd be like, wow. Thanks, John. All right. 888-410-1057.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Morning court today was actually on a basketball court, right? Because we talked to Nick. He's a coach of a rec team. Young kids,
yeah.
I'm assuming, right? I mean, probably like, what, 10, 12, 11? 11, 12, right in there?
Something like that.
So his son's on the team, and Nick coaches. There's a kid on the team who's... not into it. Doesn't practice well. Shows up late. Really undeserving of, you know, starting getting a lot of minutes, as they say, LBF.
Right.
So that kid's dad approached Nick and said, look, you start my kid. Maybe they'll turn things around. And if you do for, like, the last 5 games, I got a nice Cape House you can use for a week. So
nice.
Nick's tempted. His wife said, go for it, dummy. Anyway... So what should Nick do? That's a moral dilemma we got to help him with. He knows it's not wrong, but could it be fun? Okay? All right, Maggie, what do you think about Nick's situation?
Hey, I think that if everyone's on board and it'll make the kid feel good, you got to start him. Life is all about who you know, unfortunately. And if you know a guy with a Cape House, you got to get in there.
Wow. So Maggie's like, okay.
Wow, all right.
When you're down there drinking pina coladas, can you live with yourself, Maggie?
Absolutely. Get a mudslide. I don't know. Put on some Margaritaville. We're good to go.
He's going to love your call, Maggie. All right.
I'm just doing the people's work.
No, we love it because, you know, it is a dilemma. It's an honest dilemma. He knows it's not right, but still, it's tempting. And you say go for it. All right.
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks, Maggie. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Gail, you got to keep it kind of brief. Let's hear what you say.
I just feel like I learned a long time ago, if I have to try to rationalize or justify a decision that I want, that it's my conscience and I probably shouldn't do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know. you know, right?
Yeah, and I think he really knows. Otherwise, he wouldn't be calling.
100%. Exactly. He's hoping that there are enough people who would say, just go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Justifying it.
That's it. All right, Gail. Good call. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling regarding the guy's question of whether it's ethical or not to start.
Yes. What do you say?
All right. I say that you definitely start him. I mean, why not build his confidence a little bit? And who knows? You put him with the better players, maybe he'll stick out a little bit, you know? And he definitely will build that confidence. And, you know, nobody needs to know that it was a bribery kind of situation where maybe the father is just thanking him for everything he's done. So think about it like that.
Billy, plot twist
I
on that.
I like it.
Oh, no, just thank me for being a great coach.
Right.
All right. That's what Nick has been waiting to hear, Billy. Luke, let's hear your take on Morning Court.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I think he had a good thing. He had a good Cape house. He was good to go, but he made one big mistake.
What's that?
He told his kid about it. So kids talk. So as soon as they go into school, you know, the kid's good with it now, but as soon as he gets in an argument with that kid, everybody's going to know the only reason you play is because your dad bribes the coach.
Oh my God.
Or he could just say to his son, listen, kid, snitches get stitches.
Okay, you know, thank you. Wow. Well, he is a coach.
I mean, that's how it works in my house.
All right. Tough street to camp.
More high school thinking. This is middle school.
All right, Luke. You see Lucy with stitches.
You know she snitched.
Thanks, Luke. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. No snitching. Because
nobody likes a rat.
Nobody likes a rat. All right. Nick has, sometimes we do get follow up, and Nick has decided he's just going to make a decision later.
He's going into hiding.
I think he probably is. So he's not going to give us an indication of which way he's going to go on this.
Right.
Right?
He's going to...
Probably the smartest thing Nick's done all day.
Consult with his wife and son.
Yes.
Make sure that no one says a word.
That's about the most he can do. So anyway, Nick, whatever you do, I hope it's the right thing for you. is that skating?
Yeah, that's skating, but all right. I mean, we're not the moral majority.
Brian, what was that, Brian?
Watch traffic on the bridges, okay?
Snitches get bridges. All right. Valentine's Day is next Monday, and if there's anybody out there who wants to make a proposal to that special loved one on Valentine's Day, people do that.
Yeah.
It's a very big day for engagements. Right here, I'm going to give you the top five places to hide that ring.
Really?
You're going to
That's a fun game.
It's a fun...
yes. You learn any of them in prison?
Well, yeah, I was thinking maybe in food, in dinner. Dinner,
ring.
Yeah. I'll tell you where to hide the ring, guys. Coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.